Thanks so much for coming on this today. This is a big day for you.
My pleasure. Yes, it is.
Very exciting start to Crave and the video.
The idea or the concept, the feeling of two people longing for each other. The idea of the song Crave is wanting something, desiring something, craving something that, you know, ultimately you know is not good for you. Or ultimately you know you can't have. It's that that human trait that we are all guilty of.
Yes.
We want what we can't have.
Exactly. What are some of...
And hopefully I've shown that through the video. You'll see. I don't want to blow it, but you'll see.
I can't wait. Because it's one of my favorite lines where you say, your cravings get dangerous. I mean,
yes. We
all have them and we all fight them. What are some of your dangerous cravings?
What are my dangerous cravings? Without being specific, I would probably say relationships with people that I shouldn't be in, but,
That's so normal.
It is normal. Of course it is, but I'm not addicted to chocolate.
Right.
I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't know. I don't really have a lot of vices.
Well, you know, I think through your performances, you can get that out, mm-hmm. and being creative. So the Madam X mm-hmm. tour, we're so excited about that, starting in New York City. Thank you so much for adding 5 more dates.
Because we have to in New York.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's my next question. What do you like the most about performing in New York City? Because we love you so much here.
It just feels like home, you know. I like how responsive New York audiences are. And it's like, you know, that's where I started my career mm-hmm. as a performer, dancer, singer, songwriter. First shows I ever did were New York. So for me, it's like coming full circle.
And how do you feel about performing?
You know, I feel very comfortable on stage there.
Yes, and this is a smaller venue, which is even more exciting mm-hmm. for all your fans.
And I love that theater, too. It's really, really beautiful.
The Bam Howard Gilman Opera House. So, mm-hmm. most of September and October, we're very excited about that. The new album comes out mm-hmm. June 14th, Madam X. Mm-hmm. Love, 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 Crave. So beautiful.
Mm.
So amazing.
Thank you so much.
And we just blasted in the studio. Just have to say that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
It's just excellent. And I know New York is reacting so well because a lot of our listeners are just absolutely loving it. I wanted to ask you a little bit about motherhood. You are a mom of mm-hmm. 6. You are stunningly mm-hmm. gorgeous. How the heck do you do it? I have 3 kids and I can't look like you.
I have a skincare line, which I use. It works. And I have a great esthetician who comes and takes care of my skin, and I'm very lucky to have her. And we work on my skincare line together. So, and I take care of myself. I don't smoke. I don't go in the sun. I drink very little alcohol. All those things are not good for your skin.
Madonna, you seem like the biggest partier, and you know what I mean. And
you
just
I do.
Like, well,
I seem like a partier.
You do.
Really?
Yes.
Gosh.
Because
I'm so not.
I know, and
that's all an illusion.
And that's what I'm finding out. Like, so what's a typical day in your home like when you're home with the kids?
Well, my day is kind of just ping pongs back and forth between work and kids. So I work for a while, then my kids, if I get up in the morning with my kids, I go back to sleep because I always work late. Then I do work for a while. Usually I work from home, then my kids come to see me when they get home. Then I go back to work. Then I usually try my best to have as many meals as possible, like as many dinners as possible with them, because that's important. Then I go back to work. Then put them to bed. Then I go back to work.
Wow. Yeah.
So, but if I'm in rehearsal, they come to see me.
I was just going to say, I saw a couple pictures and video with your kids in it, and you're all glammed up, and you're definitely doing, you know, photo shoots, and I think that's fantastic. How do they feel? How do they feel about their mom being a star? I know you have different ages all the way, you know, from Lourdes down.
Well, the older ones could care less, and the younger ones, they think it's funny. Today, my six-year-old twin said to me, Mom, everyone's always asking us if Madonna's our mother, and we tell them, no, Madame X is our mother.
Oh, my gosh. They definitely are your daughters.
They're being very cheeky, yeah.
That's fantastic. I have twin daughters, too, and they just turned 14, and I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I was that bad.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But no, you have six kids and you're doing fantastic. I noticed they do all kinds of cool things, like your son doing, I think it's judo or boxing.
The one that plays soccer,
David?
He does kickboxing, yeah.
Really good at it, too. That roundhouse was pretty mean.
Yeah.
And and the girls do a horseback riding. Is that from, did you horseback ride when you were growing up?
No, I didn't. I didn't start horseback riding until I got married and moved to England. So, and actually, the person who rides horses the most in my family is my son, who also plays soccer and does kickboxing.
Oh my gosh!
He's James Bond, basically. He can do everything.
He really can.
And yeah.
So I have.
My daughters are all. They all love to dance, and they all play piano, and they're more musical.
I love that. Do you guys sit around and sing?
That, yes. In fact, we had lunch together listening to, there was a whole dance routine to Ice Ice Baby. They just discovered Vanilla Ice. I'm not really sure how that happened.
I wish you got it on video. That's fantastic. What do you like best?
Yeah.
What do you like best about motherhood? I'm just fascinated that, you know, first of all, you just like changed my life when I was in high school, constantly cutting class, blasting Madonna in our VW bug, four girls. We thought we were so badass. And now you're just a mom like me. And I just think that's so relatable, but you're Madonna.
Yes, I am. Well, it's a juggling act because I have to be, I'm a vigilant, present mother, but I also have a career that I have to pay a lot of attention to. So it's a juggling act. I don't have a lot of free time and I don't get enough sleep.
Yeah. I can imagine.
So like most mothers.
So you were a dancer. You started as a dancer. Mm-hmm. Do you still help choreograph all your routines?
Oh, yeah. Very involved in that.
The Billboard Music Award.
All my shows. Oh, my God, yes. As soon as I show up, I'm like, nope, we're not doing that. Change that. But I also work with very talented people, so it's good. It's always a collaboration.
It was exciting to see you at the Billboard Music Awards, at, you know, that $5 million performance with the holograms and... Just it was
is
like,
that how much it costs? I don't even know.
That's what everybody was saying, and I think it was totally worth it.
People like to talk about what things cost. I don't think, a number gets thrown out there, and then everybody just latches onto it.
Yeah, it's almost like a news story in itself, right? But
exactly.
Afterwards, I mean, just all the holograms of you going back to like a virgin and everything. It was incredible. Was that so much fun for you?
It was a lot of work for me, creating all the personas and shooting them on green screen and learning all their choreography and then learning my choreography around their choreography. I mean, it was a lot. Yeah. New technology and... You know, working out the kinks of that. There's many challenges involved. But it was, I think it was worth it.
Thank you so much, Madonna. I know you have to go. Madame X.
Okay, I hope you like it.
Oh, we know we will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.